Go ahead, Brother.
This idea of thanksgiving is an affirmation of the sovereignty of God. It says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Very often, we have to be very honest with ourselves, the opposite of thanksgiving is complaining. And we find ourselves complaining about our circumstance, complaining about our arrangements and where we are and what we want, and we are forgetting that thanksgiving is the affirmation of our recognition of God's sovereign work in us.
Yeah.
And in the same chapter, just to bring us to the last part, there is that verse, pray without ceasing. And this is the attitude of the life of the believer, is to pray without ceasing, to follow the steps of the Lord, lifted up his eyes toward heaven, and he prayed. And how wonderful that we can enjoy this privilege. But with the prayer also, it gives rest and peace for the soul to face the circumstances. And I'm wondering, dear brethren, if we can, for the next 10 minutes, get into that lion's den and to see the complete peace and the restfulness that this man that is dependent upon God, even in the lion's den, he was in complete peace.
Would you say in contrast to the restlessness of Darius?
Yes.
Because he was restless, while Daniel is at absolute peace in the midst of the circumstance.
Because Darius could not change the law. But there is a God. That's what Daniel told him. There is a God who could change the nature of the beast. You know what's fascinating? In the first chapter, Daniel refused to eat. You know what's in the sixth chapter? The lions refuse to eat. Here is a God who is in complete control. Darius tried very hard, and they cornered him. He could not do anything. He himself, again, that's characteristic of the law, was bound by the law that he signed. He got deceived. Well, you know, let's unite the nation. Again, the same thing. The same idea of having a statue. Let's have everybody confirm. We're all going to pray to you, King. Well, it sounds good. He couldn't get himself out of it. And what does he do to the nature of the beast? He could not change that. But there is a God. That's why I think in that chapter especially speaks about God as the living God. The God who is the creator, who's in control of the circumstances. And Daniel was at rest. If the lions ate him, fine. If the lions didn't eat him, John, I don't think they even roared. Because he said, my God sent his angel and shut their mouths.
No, Satan roars, but they didn't roar. We thank God. There is a brother, is someone to say something? Loud a little bit, please.
We start with an open door or open window so that people see that Daniel prayed. And Darius know that very well. But we see that the prayer and the open window lead to saving the whole kingdom of Babylon. What happened here is Daniel opened the window and the Lord shut the mouth of the lion. Daniel obeyed the Lord. And Darius here, it's very unique that the king saw Daniel's life, but he want to see the God of Daniel. That's why himself went to the den and sealed the den with his stamp. I want to see his God, what his God can do. He said that your God will save you, but I want to see that. Nobody will alter that. I want to see it. And when he opened, he knew that for fact, his God saved them. Daniel showed his life to Darius and the kingdom. People don't like it. They want to kill them. People love it. And they want to save it. And one more thing, that when the Lord shut the mouth, the hand of the lion sat still. Because any lion is about 2,000 pounds. You just stand on anybody. The hand of the lion bring the person down. And then the mouse starts. But it's amazing that Darius say that your Lord save you from the hand of the lion, not the mouth of the lion.
Regarding the peace that he had, I think maybe we get a hint. Towards the end of verse 22, it says, "For as much before him innocence was found in me." And we mentioned about names. Well, Daniel's name seems to never be changed. And it's "God is my judge" we talked about. And so Daniel was living through this chapter still as if God was a judge. So if he broke the law of the land, he didn't care because God was the judge. And he was innocent before God as judge. And so this would give any one of us peace. I think for myself at least, and for a lot of us, when we don't have peace, it's because we're afraid of God's eyes of fire or the judgment that should be on us for the sin that we're living in. And so we should be encouraged to live as if God is our judge and not care about anything else around us. It's amazing that these are the first words of Daniel. He never went to the king after the edict was signed. He never went there in verse 16 and pleaded for his life. It wasn't until the door was opened again he said, "My king live forever, my God."
You know, the word tells us that things are written for our learning. And when learning takes over, it seems ignorance goes automatically. God in this conference is saying to us all that he is able. Saints of God, prayer works every time. What God did yesterday, he can do it today. Because undoubtedly, he is the unchanging God. And there is a strong possibility that in this conference there is a sister, a brother, and you find yourself in the lion's den. And the enemy would have you to believe that you might as well give up. You're wallowing in self-pity. Your God has not changed. And right in the middle of your prevailing circumstances, God wants you to appreciate the fact that he is in control and it's meant for your glory. God is still able to deliver. And some of us are having physical challenges, spiritual challenges, emotional challenges, social challenges, and all the alleys we can think of. But don't forget to remember, God is able and prayer works every time. Let's pray without ceasing. And let's also be reminded that God's ears are consistently open to the cries of his own. He is still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Brethren, in the name of Jesus, have faith in God. And don't allow the enemy to make you believe that because of the prevailing circumstances, the reality of the lions, and the reality of the heat that is made 7 times hotter, that you should just throw your hands in the air and call it a day. Don't allow him to make you think that you can't cry out to God. It's in those situations that you can cry out to God, and he will hear that cry and manifest his supernatural powers.
I think the expression, innocence was found in me. I wonder if there is not the matter of Daniel's integrity that's coming to the surface here. And it is integrity not that he mustered up, but he says, this innocency is the assessment of God. It's not my personal assessment, it's what God assesses. The Apostle Paul talks about having a conscience void of offense before God and man. And I think we need to be able to aspire to this kind of character where there is that which that is never an accusing conscience, but rather that which is able to set us right in the presence of God and also in the presence of men, the presence of the brethren.